This is the Purple Project Podcast coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas. Your host, Eddie Greer, for the Purple Project Podcast. Another daily edition coming at you here. The Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on around K-State Athletics, coming at you middle of the week on this Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. Here for a few minutes to talk about the rest of his home schedule for the Big 12 as far as K-State football goes. And the last time I checked here was this morning, as of Wednesday morning, this Texas Tech game, home game that I will be a part of, is close to a sellout. I mean, look, we're just coming off of a big win on the road, so hopefully this will be a sellout by then. I know it was very close. It was less than 700 tickets last time I checked, so by the time this podcast comes out, that's going to definitely change by then. And then, of course, later on, well, that's actually the 1st of October, right? And then the day after my B-Day, my birthday, the 29th, that's homecoming against Oklahoma State. And if everything continues to line up as they are, that could be a huge game. I will be there for that as well. And that's probably, I know I said it on episode 122 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. As of now, that's probably going to be the last home game, actually. So, gotta take that back. For the time being, anyways, unless things change. But yes, a lot of tickets still left for this homecoming game against Oklahoma State. Well, actually, no, that's Texas, actually, but that's less than that. Lesser than Texas Tech. Last time I checked, it was under 550 tickets left there. And, of course, Texas, that's still a month out. Over 1,000 tickets left for that one still. So, Texas falling to Texas Tech last weekend there. I expect that to really, as it gets closer, I expect that. That's really the only home game that's not close to us. Well, not close to a sellout, surprisingly. KU, that's going to sell out for sure, given the fact that the two teams are really good this year. KU, the surprise by far of the Big 12 season to this point. Anyways, we're going to find a lot more about them in the upcoming weeks of the Big 12 conference schedule here, beginning with Iowa State for them. But yeah, that game is the final game of the season, home game anyways, and that, I know we said it a bunch of times on the show, the last week of November, November 26th, that's a day after Thanksgiving there, and that's going to be a sellout. I would not be surprised that it would be sold out before, maybe even after the Tech game. So yeah, given the fact that KU in their red-hot start, so that's already going to be close to a sellout, if not that, probably by the middle of the week. I'll be surprised if it's not, but that's leaning towards definite sellout in Missouri. If the weather wasn't so crappy, that wasn't so crappy and cold and lightning and a monsoon, that would have been a different atmosphere. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear any of that. I was there. I survived, but it was definitely, from my vantage point anyways, miserable staying in that rain and getting drenched on. But hopefully, these next two home games, I know it's going to be a long, after this Texas Tech home game on Saturday morning, it's going to be a few weeks before we see the Cats again, because they're going to be hitting down that critical stretch. I know there's going to be an off week in between, I think, TCU and Baylor. I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but only have the remaining home game. So already, K-State Nation, after this weekend's game, we're going to be down to three home games left. Can you believe it? Wow. So we'll see what happens. Definitely, the environment, is going to be electric still. It should be the rest of the way through, given what we saw last week for sure. Now you got to turn the page and take care of business. That's really my concern going in here into this game. You're going to hear more on Friday's edition of Weekly number 2, episode 123 of the PPPW edition with me and Alex Aiden. That's my game, and you'll hear me talk about this even more as I speak into existence. The fact that it matters, okay, we showed up against Oklahoma, right? Now we're back to another 11 o'clock kickoff. Can you get up for this game? You better, you damn better be up for this game, because Texas Tech, they, I mean, remember last year in Lubbock, K-State went off to a very slow start in this game, and it took a safety to light up K-State, and then from there, they really took over that football game, and of course, won on Deuce Vaughn's touchdown run there to seal the deal in the fourth quarter. So, this is going to be a four, I imagine this could be a four-quarter game. So, we'll see what happens there, but yeah, home games, they're going by, the tickets there have been going by fast, so, especially the KU one, I think that's going to be, that's all that's going to be gone before too long. And Texas Tech, the last time I checked, was 550. I expect that to be closer to the KU number that it is now. And therefore, I'm very surprised that at the Texas tickets, still a lot going around there. But anyways, crowd's going to show up for sure at the Bell. It should be lit on Saturday for this huge, critical, big, every game from here on out is critical. Or you can say a must-win game. You want to stay in the conversation or have a shot to go to Arlington. You got to win these games, especially take care at home. You do not Tulane. That's just no excuse. So hopefully, you know, you learn from that. Excuse me. Hopefully you learn from that and you learn from what you did at there and apply it to here, which is step up your game. Hey, make your fans proud. The Purple Nation out there. Go out there and take care of business on Saturday morning. So I just wanted to reiterate, you don't have your tickets now. You better get on that, especially if you plan on going to Sunflower Showdown in late November, because those are about to be gone. But everything else still out on the table there. So definitely, K-State Nation, you plan on making a trip here to Manhattan either this weekend or the 29th of October, the 5th of November, or the last game of the year, you better play. You better get on that. Hop on that train quickly, because tickets, they're going out fast. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. That's going to do it on this daily edition, folks. Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State sports other than football and basketball. We just don't talk about just those two. We talk about all things K-State on this podcast for sure. So definitely make sure you're subscribed if you're not subscribed already. It's been a tremendous start to this season in quite a bit of sports. So definitely you want to make sure you keep it locked. We're going to have a lot of postcasts on the way, and we're going to be checking in on women's tennis here later on in the week as well. They get started here with their fall schedule here this week as well. So that snuck up on me pretty quick as well. But everything else is pretty much underway here. We'll see what happens with the rest of the teams here throughout the weekend. Eddie Greer, go catch. You've been listening to another edition of Triple P.